At midnight tonight, Mexico will remember the night in 1810 when its quest for independence from Spain began. As with the United States Declaration of Independence, Mexico's came years before actual independence was won on the battlefield, but 1810 was the start. And as far as Mexico's government is concerned, this year marks the country's official 200th birthday. The bicentennial celebrations come at a time when Mexico is facing a huge wave of drug-related violence. That hasn't stopped the celebrations, but it has prompted some Mexicans to ask whether there's anything to party about. Reporter Eric Kneeler recently visited the central Mexican city of Querétaro to see how people there feel about the bicentennial.
If there's anywhere in Mexico to celebrate the past, it's Querétaro, a city with beautiful colonial architecture, cobbled streets, and well-kept plazas. Querétaro is where conspirators plotted the 1810 revolution, where Mexico's only monarch was executed in 1857, and where the country's modern constitution was signed in 1917. This summer, the city has come alive with music and other performances celebrating the bicentennial. 43-year-old Ana Laura Atti is proud of what's happening in her hometown.
We have this greatest party as you have the 4th of July. It's the same. And it's nice because we are doing great culture things all around Mexico, showing our country, and that's what we want to show you, that we are a great place.
She's sitting at a cafe on Plaza de las Armas, the central square where the rebellion began. Here is where Josefa Ortiz de Dominguez, the wife of Querétaro's magistrate, helped rebels evade capture in 1810. Her tale has been retold in this popular radio soap opera airing across Mexico this month.
Da tristeza verte obedecer mansamente las órdenes de tus patrones. Eres un títere.
Es que no lo comprendes, Josefa. La conspiración fue de...
In this scene, Josefa tells her husband that she's sad to see him obey his Spanish masters. She calls him a puppet. He tells her to give up. Producer Dora Guzman assembled more than 100 of Mexico's top actors for the drama.
Being near these heroes and who they really were, the spectator can understand a little of the history and how it reflects on their daily life.
But some residents of historic Querétaro are ho-hum about the bicentennial celebration. 70-year-old attorney Mario Luno Yañez says it's a holiday invented by the government.
Es una fiesta inventada por el gobierno.
He points out that the rebellion was crushed within a year, and Mexican independence didn't actually come about until 1821. As for today, Yañez says Mexico's biggest problem is its corrupt political leaders.
A la desunión del pueblo surgen supuestos políticos.
Yañez says that because of the lack of unity among the Mexican people, politicians emerge who look out for their own interests, while there's nobody looking out for society. Yañez's pessimism is shared by many Mexicans. In fact, 79% of those polled in August by the Pew Research Center said the country is headed in the wrong direction. 28-year-old Liliana Encinas is a telecommunications worker in Querétaro, who, like many people interviewed, says Mexico's violence and insecurity undermine progress in other areas.
Right now, insecurity and violence are the biggest problems, and I really don't think our government is up to fighting them.
Even so, some Mexicans see reason for optimism. Law student Antonio Padilla says he and his family see Mexico more as a glass half full.
Nos gusta la cultura que hay en México, que es muy amplia, muy diversa.
We like the culture that we have in Mexico. It's very big and diverse. We like its scenery and natural resources. What we don't like is that the wealth here is poorly distributed.
That criticism is being directed at the government now over the cost of the nationwide bicentennial celebrations this year. Some have also blasted a plan to build a $53 million bicentennial tower in downtown Mexico City. And it doesn't help that the official bicentennial song, performed by pop star Alex Syntek, wasn't received well by the public. Many Mexicans feel the money and effort put into all the bicentennial hoopla should go instead to schools or anti-poverty programs. Others worry that narco gangs could disrupt big city celebrations tonight and tomorrow. But despite their complaints and fears, it's likely that quite a few Mexicans will gather tonight for a good meal and simple toast of Viva México. for the World. I'm Eric Kneeler in Querétaro, Mexico. El mundo tiene razón.